Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, just for the continued support. We've been doing this thing 4 years, 4 years strong, almost 4 years strong, 11, 12, 13 we started. And you guys have really shown your avid support, and I do appreciate you. It does not go unnoticed. Please feel free to share the episodes as you get them. You can actually click on the link, the Blog Talk Radio .com/lyricalcypher, and you can check out any of the episodes. Anything you missed, you can actually listen to it again. You can send it to a friend, however you see fit. Share those episodes with your friends, talk about them, listen to yourself, however you want to do it. Share it, they last forever, so just make sure you send those episodes out. And for anybody, I will be sending you some episodes. I've actually been on the move, spending time with my kids for Mother's Day. Just having a little downtime, so it's actually most definitely needed. But I will make sure I get those episodes to you guys. Sometimes I forget, so please don't charge it to my heart. I'm only one person, but I love you all, and I appreciate what you guys do. Keep writing, keep singing, whatever your talent is, just keep doing it. So with that being said, let's go ahead and go into the next round. Let's get it.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
I said it ain't hard to T-E-double-L, I's double-L, exhale, cause born sinners will prevail, it's freedom of jail, as my pen bleeds and my hand aches, no mistakes, napkin on the mic, I'm spitting hard times, overplates, dish it how I kick it, that's just gripping in my system, sending a pen, a sore thumb, so they didn't list them, I get lost in my train of thought, swimming in my flows, trying to pay for every mistake, but skipping all the toes, cause I'm lyrically demolishing the phonies, cause I'm polishing my skill, trying to touch up for real and acknowledge it, see, I'm remixing Neil Mack. For the kill, wheels at it. Said it ain't hard to tell that I'm ill. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now. You can't have a heavyweight grind with a featherweight mentality. Slugs on your mind, but you use it for the cavalry. See, no gun talk, we talking about the pace and redefine the lines. Balled up on your face, confusion for the simple grind. Simple mind fantasizers, this is an appetizer for the real analyzers. For the large side, large drink, antifrizers. The ones who want a little extra from the vandalizers. They paint the picture for the people, change it for the people. Put them on the pedestals to take a seat, the world beneath them. You new in town, I got you to pick a restaurant, I said. It ain't hard, baby girl, tell me what you want, yeah. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now. Just a cool flow, you can ride the beat, spitting intellectual thoughts so you can vibe with me, fly with me, see to the end of time, drop of the dime, quarter past the next hour through the glass of the wine, whatever you're sipping, whatever you're drinking, make sure that it's sweet, cause life it maybe just the cherries on a tree, looking for the right one, sticking that is heading, yeah. And then you run across and find it out it is forbidden, see you're left with a decision, said is that on me, different person, same scenario, I'm Adam and Eve, yeah, the truth and the proof, yeah they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, yo, the truth and the proof, yeah, they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, that it ain't hard,
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 yeah, tell me what you want, tell me what you want, tell me what you want, really, 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 tell me what you want, what you, tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now.
I am driven. Crossing through valleys, climbing mountains, floating on air and leaping streams, nothing can stop me nor slow me down. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. Pacing through time, traveling the speed, breezing through strong winds and rain, can barely see me. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. Because I'm determined, it's in me, it's what I'm about, my destiny, my purpose, my dream, my reality, my goal. I'm living the movement, y'all. It's my soul. So I'm flowing, I'm growing, I'm soaring, I'm glowing. Can you see what I see? The legendary, my passion and what I'm doing, and it's worth it because it's what I'm pursuing. So I'm going, and I'm going to keep going till there's none left of me. Enough said.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man, I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this isn't a sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent from great man's scene, not public in violence and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under them, being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. And understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's, a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood, and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China. We just played our first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic line, shout out lines. And if you want to spit something, sing something, let us know what's going on in your community, feel free to do so. I got first caller on the line. What's up, Truth?
What's up?
Not much. Hello? What you up to?
Outside in the dark, walking down the sidewalk.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, most definitely.
Indeed. What you got for us tonight?
Anything in particular you want me to touch on?
Nah, just go.
If not, then I just go.
Yes. All right.
Here we go. See, I'm walking down a cloud. Before I'm there speaking, see, my voice seems very loud. With my strength, I continue to be tight, too far from those to unloose me with the wrench. Yet steadfast and unmovable, my soul will always be made whole. You see, I am what you're not thinking of, what you can't really get to seek and like. And I'm not your friend, I'm just someone here to bring you through the thick and thin, help you up this mountain. See, we'll climb down this valley through the greatness of prosperity. We continue to rise with each other. Above all things, no confusion. Here I am, great things and retribution. These books I'm loving, great things, no contamination, but revelation. Yes, I stand apart from them, above anything petty. Great things I'm flying in my wings, yes, illumination. Understand, this is no condemnation. I am the soul for one great thing, the epitome of good. Understand where I was, wish I would, I could, but I should have done something different, but better. I'm standing here today. Options, bad things, good things, those things. Now, I'm metaphorically speaking right now. Not a thesis, is not really important. Just the color of my skin. Just because I have great pigmentation doesn't mean I can't make it. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be frowned upon all because I don't let it hold me back. See, I don't dibble and dabble in the racism of this world because prophetically things will be prophesied. The prophecy shall be prophetically prophesied. I sit and smile no matter who I am. I have to stand in truth. And be greatly well with my youth, never knowing the uncouth, letting the world know that I'm here to lead them out, help them, show them the way, read them the way, follow the nation, truth. Rah.
I can dig it. You better get it, Truth.
Doing all right. What you been doing today, man?
Been working?
Been grinding?
Making moves.
That's right.
Doing the best
you
I can.
You gotta grind.
Making moves and staying prayed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna chop it up. I'm hollering at you.
Chop it up.
I got
all right. Okay.
All right, everybody, that was true. All right, now got Carlos on the line. What's up? Can you hear me, Carlos? I don't know if you can hear me. Actually, I'm going to come back to Carlos. All right, I got Willie on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's up, China? I missed you last week. Was you on?
Man.
Or was you on?
Yeah, we were on.
Oh,
we had a good time.
I had a mind issue last week.
Man, it's okay. Sometimes we got to take a break.
Yeah, I took a serious break. Hey, I got two things. One is a poem, and the other one is an announcement after I do the poem, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, the poem is, Dear Congress, my kidneys are my lifeline. I'm not ready to die. The Bible says that the kidneys are your rings. The Bible says that the kidneys are your loins. So why do they poison our foods to destroy our kidneys? There are more black men with kidney failure than any other group of men. So why do we not listen to God when we need to take care of ourselves? Why are we listening to man? Man. Why are we listening to man? So why are we mad at God? God didn't do this evil to us. Man did this evil to us. God wishes us only great things. It is time to stand up and fight back. Stop fighting each other and bring peace to your family. God is always the answer. Don't base love on material things. Base love on the spiritual things. We must get the evil out of our minds. Stop the self-destruction and the pollution of our minds. Remember, your kidneys are your lifeline. They control more than you think. So tell Congress, my kidneys are my lifeline, and I'm not ready to die.
All right. I love that, too.
The other thing is this Saturday, for any of the radio listeners that are entrepreneurs in the black community, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they're having a 3-day event, but the event Saturday is free.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can do is on my page called Building Black Businesses in North Carolina, I have posted it up there. So if they want to take a look at that or either go online and Google it, it's called S.B. Fuller and Joe L. Dudley Senior Foundation. And he is a billionaire, and he is hosting his 80th birthday celebration. And he wants as many African-Americans if possible, come out there and celebrate his 80th year. And I think he's also a billionaire. He is a black billionaire. And there will be 40 black millionaires out there expressing their concerns for the black community. And so if you have any listeners that are entrepreneurs, the event starts at 9 as far as, signing up or whatever, and you can go online and get a free ticket. You can just, download it on your cell phone, or you could print it off and take it to the event on Saturday.
Gotcha. That sounds good. I appreciate you sharing it with us. Can you hear me?
Say what now?
I said, that sounds good. I said, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Oh, no problem. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be meeting with some guys Thursday morning, and we're going to discuss some things and try to get the word out pertaining to what's going on right now. Congress is trying to stop people, especially in the African-American community, from getting any assistance to help with renal failure. So they're going to turn back the clock. That's what they're trying to do right now, is turn back the clock where you will not be able to receive financial assistance. So you may have to come out of pocket with your own money or have some kind of fundraiser to keep yourself alive. That's what they're working on right now.
Wow. You know what's amazing? You never really know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, so don't be distracted with all these fake shootings and another fake shooting was that kid. All these fake shootings, these are orchestrated events to keep us sidelined, our minds off of the of what they're really doing in Congress and your local legislators and stuff like that. They're signing bills to take all our rights from us, and pretty soon they got a bill signed right now that we will not be collectively trying to do any multi-district lawsuits again. And it has passed through the House of Representatives, and once they pass it through the Congress, the Senate, then you will not be able to collectively sue any corporation ever again. And that's basically it. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. We appreciate that, Willie, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing the knowledge.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody, that was Willie. We actually going to go into the next round, the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys are enjoying. Please feel free to send your tracks to the Lyrical Cypher radio show at gmail.com. And just make sure they're clean so we can actually play the radio version. But let's get it to the next round.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me. Constantly, I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Superstars, yeah. So within myself and my mind, I got a breeze. Meaning let me live. For the greater heights of my occasions, I'm standing. Let me breathe. 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 See, there's a lot of pain in myself and my soul. Continue to be made whole, I'm still hurt. See, the days and nights seem long to me. I lay alone and I cry alone these empty nights. You don't understand anything about me. See, my strength is strong, but see, my mind is weak. So I continue to ride through these hills, through these streets and area codes. I know where I'm going through these revenues and avenues. See, I was born in the city of Cape Town. A little boy coming up, they didn't think I could be hard. So I had to leave the streets and grab hold to Jesus' ankles and understand I had to be anchored. All I needed to do was learn how to breathe, letting me live, live by my own self and myself, and run away from the strife of my own heart. Let myself be known, prosperity, greatness. So just let me breathe. 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 See, you couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. I see a lot of people looking at me trying to figure me out. But see, I'm counting many days and laps around a track that you could ever figure out. See, me and Jesus, we walk together. That is how I live. I progress for all things within myself. My loins is my success. Possession of great words of wisdom. I'm wise because I choose to be among the great ones of those who live. Live, I won't live and lie and die in vain. I continue to rise above all those things that come against me. Can't rob, kill, or destroy me because my mind is too strong and the spirit lies within me. See, the strength, I continue to count up the cost to be my own boss. Strange, you must think, but still I stand. Stand a great man with American bandstand, the Bible still in my right hand. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. See, these are the courses of my life. Try to follow behind me like a pattern on a road that has been laid out before me. The path of righteousness. It follows me and it leads me. Not to my own destruction, but to the redeeming of man, the great man's redemption, truth.
You were my Saturday, but you made me only your Tuesday, the most insignificant day of the week used only as a space filler to give completeness to your 7-day work week. You see, I was just a break in your routine, the empty space in between your meetings, helping you to release the stress from your kids, your job, and most importantly, the woman who wore your ring. And I never thought that the lead pencil you wrote my initials with in your planner would become the same hot lead that would pierce my heart, knowing that I could be erased at any given time. But my flesh and the desire for a man became willing participants to be a member of your team, but only to play on your sideline. You see, I was willing. Yes, I was willing, but in the midst of my willing, you were just stealing the ounce of faith that I had left in men, and I could no longer comprehend the need of God if he was just a prototype for the creation of all men. You see, if man was made in the image of God, and every man I ever dealt with was sorry, including my own dad, then I had no ammunition for Satan. All I could do was just wave my flag, so I surrendered. I surrendered to you. And I even buried my mustard seed faith in the thought that you will make me more than just your Tuesday, but your fictitious truth taught me lifelong lessons. But most importantly, it taught me how to obey. But you, You had a funny way of making my Tuesdays feel like the 4th of July. Fireworks exploding, lightning skies blinding my eyes to the fact that you didn't even have your own freedom, but you tried to take mine with a short drive and a rental car to the adjacent city and a cheap hotel with an $8 bottle of wine. And I even tried to massage love for myself into your heart with my own oil for my alabaster box. You see, I gave you my last, but unhealed wounds from my past infected my soul, causing numbness to the idea that the thrill would never last, and it wouldn't, because you weren't God and you couldn't rearrange the calendar when Christmas fell on my Tuesday. I guess my hunger for love conflicted with what you wanted to eat. Therefore, my malnourished body consumed only milk because you didn't think I deserved any meat. So I drank every ounce and I even added a little kick to help to ease the pain. And before I know it, unconscious sanity led me to your house to bring you and your wife some of my rain. You see, your three-sided love triangle needed one line eliminated, and I had two bullets. You asked me if I really loved you. Well, honey, here's the evidence to prove it, you see. And I actually felt the love that you had for her as you held her in your arms as she took her last breath. So sad to say that she had to die in order for me to realize that I was just your waste. And all I got out of the situation was two bracelets, but she had the match in the ring. But you got a constant reminder of what the cost of infidelity could bring. You see, I'm no longer your Tuesday. I'm now your everyday. Because every morning when you awake and she's not there, it reminds you that you made me only your Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
Grandma, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became mine, you pony. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you get feelings though. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable, so I never sleep. Love is inevitable, so I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface when I see your faces. When I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Inspiration from my lyrical arrangement. Get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Mai, we made it. We were craving much success from aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord, rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living without forgiveness. It's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, been seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this heart. If it's painless, learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered I'm half of what's written on paper. Even dreams take detours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. It can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession another heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my soul.
Faith is to believe. To believe is to know that the impossible is possible. It's not to discover what's visual to the natural eye, that we can all see openly, but rather acknowledge the faith working in you, which brings into reality the reflections of hope, things unseen, unspoken, and unheard of. It isn't faith if you can see it. Believe it.
Yeah. He knows. Now I know. And you know. We all know that he knows. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? Cause he knows. He knows. Yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know. Nah. To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find, but it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful, sad to say I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, tick tocking too. You didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching. Let's you. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows. Hey. I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next, but you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation, just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed, trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing this. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows, he knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows.
your true strength, that you can go through with it. He already know, so go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I helped so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion
still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about
life.
Talk about
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph imposed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings with the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Uh-huh. to let you go, but it's so damn hard. I try to walk away, even try running, cause it always brings you right back to you. Could it be your smile, your essence, the undefined ambiance of your presence, the sweet taste of honeydew from the bottom to the top of those succulent lips, keeping me begging for more and more and more of you. I gotta go. I can't fake it anymore. I've been waiting for the ball to drop. I'm so used to things falling apart into tiny pieces, and you've been everything I ever wanted, like the candy shells on Reese's Pieces. I never knew it was possible to encounter such emotions, causing my body to quiver, my hormones to shiver, my kitty cat to purr. With just one glance at your effervescence, metaphors can't describe what you do to me. Shocked and appalled that the feelings are mutual. Even deeper on your end, I make you what? So you say, my relaxed mental, my voluptuous physical, makes your body go what? Oh, okay, I understand. See, a secret is safe with me. See, now that's what I'm talking about. I got my 10 placed up ready to go. I keep praying, asking for a sign. Trying to move on, apart our ways. Missing sight of each other for days, months, or even years. Only to cross each other's paths once again, and the flame continues to burn. Burning even stronger than before. As passion arises, our souls connected. Breathtaking and amazing. Such feelings could exist, that every time we try to leave, something keeps pulling us back. A force field created by the powers that be. I have no control of the matter, and neither does he. So where do we go from here? Should we flee? Or let things be?
What's up, what's up? This is your girl, China. I hope you guys enjoyed that third round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines and give you an opportunity to spit a little poetry, sing your song, rap, as long as we keep it clean and positive. I have Truth on the line. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Now, I'm not you enjoy the round?
Yes, yes.
That's what's up. You got something for us?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just sit and I don't even think. We're going to see where we go. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's get it.
All right. With the love I didn't lose, never lost it. The strength in my strong. See, I'm continuing to make long and not wrong. I sit on a porch and I think about the wind that blows upon my face. The stars shining bright, the moon before it tells me what time the sun will rise. I can find all the things that I need in my mind as my heart begins to pump blood before my soul begins to be made whole. I smile. See, I continue to walk along these streets, trying to find out the ways to bring my soul and my people out of poverty, lead them down in a march. Do I need to be in front? Do I need to show them what's right, what's wrong? Do I need to give them the great words of prosperity? Yes. It is said that every great man must take his place. Every great man must die for a cause and not be afraid of the consequences. So will anyone stand with me? See, I'm an activist for my people behind the scenes, behind great lies, nothing lies between love and hate. Just some great things I concentrate. But for great Lord Jesus, I concentrate. With the minds and my soul, I'm being made whole more and more as I begin to pray. Head bowed, knees folded. It's all good to understand and show people where you stand. So this is where I always stood for Jesus. I'm claiming the greatness and all those things that I need and want. has already been prophesied for me. Walk with me so I can lead you. Jesus leads me, so he guides me. I'm always walking down this road of prosperity, the straight and narrow, not the broad and wide. So here I am, the wise, living with greatness and the wise. No dumb thought, there is no foolishness. Truth. Rah.
All right, Truth. That's what I'm talking about. You better roar.
Yeah. Rah.
All right. Everybody, that was Truth. I got one more on the line. I got a 252 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Shina. 252-481. Just want to give you a shout out. Don't know if you can hear me. You guys continue to listen to the show. I got one more round for you guys, and we're going to get Truth to close us out. Hope you guys enjoy. Before you begin to open your mouth, I got something to say. Don't fix your face to create dismay. Today is my day. I'm tired of being a squirrel trying to get your nuts. Your opinion don't matter to me. No time messing with my mind. You've been a thorn in my behind for far too long. Making excuses on behalf of what ties us together? A pedigree? Please. Just because your blood runs through my veins doesn't entitle us to be the same. One mental blow to my cerebellum at the age of 10 caused a chemical explosion with no delayed response or reaction. No longer surrendering to your self-induced homicide. It was obvious. Your intentions were to kill my mental psyche. Oh, but my father, who art in heaven, knew your next move before you ever attempted. Slipped the bowl of knowledge into my soul, preparing me for days like this. Sent soldiers of no relation. Through blood, sweat, and meditation, it took me 30 years to realize I don't need you anymore. And the hardest thing I had to do was close that door and that chapter in my life. So take your knife out of my back, trying to pierce my heart. Let air get to it so it can be as cold as yours. The floor of faith is all I stand on. When I'm wrong, he tells me it will be alright. When I'm lost at night, I know he's my guiding light. And now my light guides too. Yes, two blessings beyond recognition. My decision in life is to move on without you. No excuses, no pleas, just no. My life changed when I fell to my knees. My heart mended when I fell to my knees. Now I can honestly say, your emotional strangle has been relieved, released, never to be resurrected. My two angels are the only things that rise like the third day. I hope my light's radiant heat can heat up your heart that I thought was forever cold. So, it's a new day. I forever put your insecurities behind. Not only to let my father touch your core, just like he has touched mine.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm They wanna talk about my work ethic, so I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on the track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap to stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't
ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Drama, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more than you wanted, but life became mine, your pony. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm broke cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Inspiration from my lyrical arrangement. Get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Ma, we made it. We were craving much success. From aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage. Over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, than seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. For God in palms, in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it, this time, bury this heart. Getting angry, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered I'm half of what's written on paper. Even dreams take these tours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my soul.
Saturday, but you made me only your Tuesday, the most insignificant day of the week, used only as a space filler to give completeness to your 7-day work week. You see, I was just a break in your routine, the empty space in between your meetings, helping you to release the stress from your kids, your job, and most importantly, the woman who wore your ring. And I never thought that the lead pencil you wrote my initials with in your planner would become the same hot lead that would pierce my heart, knowing that I could be erased at any given time. But my flesh and the desire for a man became willing participants to be a member of your team, but only to play on your sideline. You see, I was willing. Yes, I was willing, but in the midst of my willing, you were just stealing the ounce of faith that I had left him in. And I could no longer comprehend the need of God if he was just a prototype for the creation of all men. You see, if man was made in the image of God and every man I ever dealt with was sorry, including my own dad, then I had no ammunition for Satan. All I could do was just wave my flag, so I surrendered. I surrendered to you. And I even buried my mustard seed faith in the thought that you will make me more than just your Tuesday, but your fictitious truths taught me lifelong lessons. But most importantly, it taught me how to obey. But you had a funny way of making my Tuesdays feel like the 4th of July. Fireworks exploding, lightning skies blinding my eyes to the fact that you didn't even have your own freedom, but you tried to take mine with a short drive and a rental car to the adjacent city in a cheap hotel with an $8 bottle of wine. And I even try to massage love for myself into your heart with my own oil for my alabaster box. You see, I gave you my last, but unhealed wounds from my past infected my soul, causing numbness to the idea that the thrill would never last, and it wouldn't. Because you weren't God, and you couldn't rearrange the calendar when Christmas fell on my Tuesday. I guess my hunger for love conflicted with what you wanted to eat. Therefore, my malnourished body consumed only milk because you didn't think I deserved any meat, so I drank every ounce. And I even added a little kick to help to ease the pain. And before I know it, unconscious sanity led me to your house to bring you and your wife some of my rain. You see, your three-sided love triangle needed one line eliminated, and I had two bullets. You asked me if I really loved you. Well, honey, here's the evidence to prove it, you see. And I actually felt the love that you had for her as you held her in your arms as she took her last breath. So sad to say that she had to die in order for me to realize that I was just your waste. And all I got out of the situation was two bracelets. But she had the matching ring. But you got a constant reminder of what the cost of infidelity could bring. You see, I'm no longer your Tuesday. I'm now your everyday. Because every morning when you awake and she's not there, it reminds you that you made me only your Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
Salam said, this the most spiritual of. What I heard was, Spoken word is the art of getting to know God for a living. But to make a living getting to know life is a dangerously small circle with the deadliest price. For no one who loves you initially wants to believe that you would do nothing with your talent and or degrees other than stand in front of crowds and speak in rhythms, performing exorcisms with lyricism, because there ain't no money in the salvation business of self and kind. Especially when the salvation rhymes while holding mirrors up to the eyes of anyone looking in its direction. Plus, prophets don't get to profit off their own lives, and usually aren't considered prophets until they die, for the very reasons they tried to explain they were alive. But once the casket's closed and the urns are disposed of, the conspirators gather round to show the dead prophets love, because the prophets in reminiscing over what was once considered to be the bane of one's existence. Remember, Jesus was slain by members of his own religion. Christianity was not yet existent, though parts of its evolution give his life but one dimension. I hear he was totally divine and totally human, preaching the gospel in casual conversations with prostitutes, transmuting water into wine. I'm sure he drank some too, because in Hebrew celebrations, that's what they sometimes do. Doesn't make him any less divine. Does make him more approachable, because the way that the Almighty is usually portrayed, getting closer to the Most High puts most right feet in the grave. But a soul of Jesus' stature was so alive and so brave that the beaches where you want to go on vacay, he would go just to walk on the waves. But the people claiming to have the most faith nowadays be living the most afraid. How you believe in God scared? Or creations that live in submission to divine will? How you believe in God scared when dominion over creation was one of the first divine gifts? And God said you could have whatever you like way before T.I. did, but I understand. When dealing with the word, it's all about letter placement. See, I realized as I was writing these lines, the same letters used to spell scared can be rearranged to spell sacred, and in this matrix you are one or the other, you can't be both. Well, technically you could, but it wouldn't be conducive to growth. And no, faith does not mean life presents itself just as you hope. Faith means however life presents itself, you will be able to cope with a smile on your soul, like, don't I make this look easy? Don't my stare look like it's healing? Don't my laughter remind you of children? Don't my posture look like I'm always chilling? We be going through the same shit, but don't I always look different? That's just the result of getting to know life for a living. The outside is difficult still. The inside, however, is just still. For stability within the motions of life is God's will. Stability within the motions of life is God's will. Stability within the motions of peace, be still. Peace, be still. But even if it's not, I will still be.
Of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper dial, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself. Always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper with my heart you abusing, so I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times, just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it, breeding something new from my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the Fed. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for in reality, this transaction would occur electronically with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about
brothers are dying, leaving mothers and children crying. We must come together as one, nourishing the souls of our young, teaching them that life doesn't have to be short. Continue to dream and conquer. They were compelled by the beauty of guns and drugs. Our brothers, our sons and fathers, the ones which we love, sucked in and released by death. It didn't have to be that way for wealth. Nathan could have been a doctor. Twink could have been a lawyer. Moondog could have been a teacher. But avoiding the pain inside, they were street leechers. But again, pushing the big body bends, Lexus coupe on chrome, sporting the gold, the ice, the polo, and cell phone, robbed of reality. Their lives became a casualty. Yes, the almighty dollar they call cream flashed before their eyes and destroyed their dreams.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The Brave New World wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes, take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, knee along, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was the ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y, I ain't got no alibi, I'm ugly.
Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. My swag is amazing. Yeah, I be blazing, ballin' with full force, that money go crazy. I'm off the chain now, turned up at the same time. Beast mode, I'm feeling no kidding, insane now. Take off like rockets, money in my pocket. Superstar like movies, so sit back and watch me. Cameras be flashing, I'm about to action. Speed pass like race cars, so you cannot pass me. Cause my vibe is like, oh. My swag is like, oh, cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
Always so important. Always on the honey. You can't tell me that ain't your romance. That how I done it. So tell me I'm awesome 24/7. Even on my off days, I'm always on my blessing. You can't deny I'm that guy. No lie, I'm on deck. Tell me what you mad about. I showed you what you mad by that. I'm the headline, main event. Y'all know how it goes. I'm on that F-E-G-M. As if you didn't know. So
my vibe is like, oh. My swag is like, oh, cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Oh,
I live.
zero, you co-star, I make you run my errands. You the rookie type, set turn type, see I already did it. No problem, I'm kicked back, messed out, I'm chillin'. But you poppin' off like a grown woman, you always in your feelings.
I'm big boss like Rick Ross, I fold like towers, 10 feet like hot sauce, all stand like power. I grind hard, no sleep, y'all just need to catch up. Tornado spinning, look how fast I came up. My vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh, cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh, when that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime, or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the Lyrical Cyphers round. Actually, we're going to open the open mic lines one more time. We have a Miss Lena on the phone. What's up, Miss Lena? Can you hear me, Lena? All right. I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties. So what I'm going to do is get True from the line. What's up, True?
What's going on?
Not much. I need for you to close the show out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
I'm walking, you still talking. Can you see me in the bushes lurking? See, I'm a great big lion. You praying, I'm hungry. Here I am on my knees praying to Jesus every day. There's the skies and the clouds, there I'm flying. See the stars shining bright out of bondages. I'm being led, leading me down a path of righteousness. I'm the greatness within. See, I come with no faith. Greatness and truth is thick and thin. Never knew an uncouth world within my youth. You see, these streets are talking. too violent for me to be out there. So with Jesus, I'm still walking, understanding who I am. Can't be found, not frowning for something that I'm not understood. Here I am, great mass prophecy, prophetically speaking, symbolically simple faces, no dimples, siphoning off blood like great men's and vampires. Here I am, all these things up under my wire. Here I am, sitting and saying, slaying, laying down for great things to prosper. Understanding, I'm spraying those things and ditches. Here I am, running away from snitches before I bury them with my shovels. Through levels and by levels and highways, tryways, making things my way. Truth, rah.
All right, now. You better get it, Truth.
Yeah.
Anything you want to
say? Okay. Yeah, I do want to say something. Listen, y'all. Live your life. Don't let other people discourage you. Don't mingle with bad people. The Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separated. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Your image means a lot. A lot of people think that your image means nothing, but your image means a lot. You were made in God's image. That's rule number one. That should tell you that your image means a lot. So be prosperous. Be generous. Turn the other cheek. Pray for your enemies. Let them be a footstool. Use them as your footstool. See, I use my head, and they make me stronger. My everyday life gives me the words to speak. You know,
right.
The king I am without rehearsing or thinking about poetry. The only time it hits me is when I say, okay, I'm putting a freestyle in my phone, or I do a radio show, or I go to an event. And that's my life. It's in me. That's how I live it. So everybody be good and be prosperous. And a lot of people, they hear me, they don't listen. They understand, but they don't take heed. So change got to come. You know, there has to be a transformation in your life if you want better, if you want good. So you better seek salvation and live great. And pray. Keep hope alive.
Amen. All right, everybody. That was Truth. There's nothing left for me to say. He actually shut it down. Please check us out on every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. You can actually check out the blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcipher. Or you can call in at 323-642-1532. Hope you guys have a good night. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. Love you all.